Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
As you've probably heard, it's decision day for the European Central Bank in Frankfurt, and it's more than the tea leaves which suggest that a cut in interest rates is on the way. The main deposit rate stands at 4% at the moment, up from zero 2 years ago. But what it means for households is not yet clear. They've seen soaring inflation and borrowing costs over the past 2 years. What should they do with their money? Dennis Eustace is an independent financial advisor with Progressive Financial Services and is here with me. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Joe.
Can we start with homeowners with a mortgage? What will it mean to them?
Yes, so it's an exciting day for people who have a tracker mortgage in Ireland on their home. The central bank is meeting at lunchtime today, and it's widely expected that there will be a reduction in the tracker interest rate, probably a quarter of a percent. Which is
and does that kick in straight away?
Yeah, so it should be passed on by each individual bank to its customer within a month.
Now, a tracker mortgage, just to remind people, is what?
A tracker mortgage is a mortgage, and the interest rate, it tracks the European Central Bank interest rate. So effectively, if you have a mortgage with a pillar bank, for example, in Ireland.
This is PTSB, Bank of Ireland,
yeah,
AIB.
Yeah, High Street Bank, yeah. And what happens then is that if you have a mortgage, a tracker mortgage with them, it tracks the rate of interest that's being controlled by Brussels effectively.
So it's whatever the rate is in Frankfurt plus a little bit.
Whatever you've agreed at the outset, yeah. So that margin is the bank's.
And so if interest rates are cut, it means what you're paying is going to go down. Now, what does it mean if you don't have a tracker mortgage and you don't have a fixed arrangement with the bank either?
So if you have what we call an SVR, which is a standard variable rate mortgage, then it technically doesn't have to mean anything. A bank does not have to pass on a tracker reduction, but it's widely expected that the banks would pass on the variable rate reduction or certainly an element of it to their clients in the future. To be fair to the banks, they have already made movements on this in a positive way for customers. The standard variable rates have reduced as well as standard fixed rates for new customers and existing customers who are rolling off an arrangement.
So due to competition within the marketplace, they've decided to anticipate the rate cut from the ECB. Is that right?
Yes, they have. Yes. So the interest rates have been coming down. All of the banks are in direct competition with each other for market share, which is probably one of the most important aspects of what they do. They want to be the biggest bank or to be the most competitive. And the only way to do that is to stay ahead of the competition with the most competitive interest rates.
And the irony is that there are two fewer banks today than there were 2 years ago. So the competition is less.
The competition is less, and it makes it more of a slightly stagnant workplace for brokers, for example, in terms of the options that customers have when they come to you looking for a mortgage. There are less options, which is obviously disappointing. But the options that are available to customers, there are certainly different variations amongst the banks, different products, cashback, lower rates, different fixed rate options, standard variable rates, and so on. So, you know, there are options still available out there for customers.
And what about if you're in the so-called mortgage servicing companies, affectionately known as vulture funds to some, can you move or are you locked in?
No, you can absolutely move. I mean, virtually everybody who would be in what we call a vulture fund bank with their mortgage would traditionally be on a standard variable rate or a tracker rate. There are very few fixed rates really there, I believe. The only really restriction to maybe moving your mortgage or switching your mortgage away to them to a more traditional bank or what we call a pillar bank would be possibly if you have a poor credit history. That's the most common one. But a lot of customers that I've spoken to over the years and also anecdotally, socially, people often have no issue with their credit history and that they just feel like that they're trapped there. And when they come and speak to somebody and they get some good financial advice, it becomes obvious to them that they can switch. The reason why people don't like being with them, apart from the fact that they don't feel like they're in control of their own mortgage, is that often the margin of interest is set higher. Therefore, it's more expensive monthly in interest and you're paying off less capital per month.
What if you're a saver and interest rates are heading down? That's bad news for you, isn't it?
Yes, it should be bad news for you. But if you're a saver in the Republic of Ireland with one of the traditional banks, then the reality is that the rate increases that have been seen over the last 2 years through the European Central Bank haven't really been passed on as such to people in terms of how much they get in terms of interest on their savings.
So savers have lost out while borrowers have gained?
Yes, effectively. That's correct, yes.
And so I presume savings products will go down as interest rates go down in the European Central Bank?
Yes, they should. The reality is, though, if you have money on deposit in a bank in Ireland, the reality for anybody who has that is that they're probably getting, I say, virtually no interest.
Next to nothing.
Next to nothing, yes. Yeah. And what's going to happen is this rate reduction probably won't really make much of a difference. I mean, if you have got money on deposit and you're disappointed with the return of interest, you know, there are options available to you. If you speak to a good broker, there are options where you can get a much higher
and
rate.
And you could, in theory, save with a Eurozone bank elsewhere, couldn't you?
You could, yeah. I mean, to give you an example on that, like, I mean, if you go through, say, for example, a broker here who knows what they're doing, they could have got you between 3.5% and 3.95% with a bank like Societe Generale, or in the UK, Barclays Bank are offering a similar rate as well. You won't get rates like that in a bank.
And that's here. Saving your euros. You don't have to save in sterling.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, if you put your money into Societe Generale, for example, you're putting it into a European bank, your euros, and, you know, it's a rate that you just don't see here.
Yeah, but it is subject to DIRT, though.
Yes, it will be subject to DIRT, yes.
Yeah. Now, are there any other financial products that would be impacted by the rate cuts?
The main products that your listeners would be interested in really for today is obviously it's a really good news story with the mortgages, that a lot of people who have seen 10 rate rises in the last 2 years are now seeing the first of possibly maybe two or maybe three this year, although there's no guarantee. So there is a rate rise coming hopefully today, and maybe in another 3 months there could be another one. A rate cut, sorry, yes.
So it's at 4% deposit rate now. Where do you think it will settle? In other words, at what point will the central bank say, okay, we're going to kind of leave it now?
Well, I think that the days of seeing like 2% for example, an interest rate or even lower for clients who are either borrowing or on deposit, I think those days are probably long gone, certainly for the foreseeable future. I mean, we're probably looking at, certainly on a mortgage front, that we probably expect that mortgage rates in the next few months will probably level out in the low to mid 3%. So if you're going to a bank looking for a mortgage, you're probably, if you get a rate right now today, you're probably looking at, as a new customer, 3.5 up to 4% would be a typical rate of a fixed rate interest loan. And then what we'd expect then, that hopefully as the rates come down, hopefully again, you might see something between 3 and 3.5%.
Dennis, thanks for coming in. That's Dennis Eustace, a broker with Progressive Financial Services.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.